It's a great collection. Conversations with 21 inspirational and successful American immigrant women in the new book entitled Invincible Women. We speak with the author, Israeli-American entrepreneur, and Dr. Bilha Chesner Fish. Dr. Fish, good morning to you.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Welcome. I'm glad to be discussing this. We will discover these fearless women contributing to American culture and society. And of course, you do retell recorded conversations you had with the 21, but you do include your own story. So stand by for that. And of course, thanks for what you do in your medical career as well. Dr. Fish, how did you bring together, I guess the better question is, your inspiration for 21 inspirational and successful American immigrant women? How did you find your ladies?
Well, many sources, some I have met through my life journey and others through the New York Times and by word of mouth. Through the New York Times, where they publish every year through Carnegie Foundation, the 20 most important women, I met Arjin Safari, for example, who is an Armenian American who was chosen as the New Jersey Teacher of the Year. I also met Graciela Chilinsky, an Argentinian-American professor of economics in Columbia University. She actually arrived to the United States as a refugee from Argentina, unwed mother, got into MIT, and became an expert in economics and climate change. She actually introduced a tradable market for the CO2 in the Kyoto Protocol and build a global thermostat that extracts CO2 from the air. Really a remarkable woman. I met Mervis Mavalvala, who is a Pakistani-American. She's an astrophysicist. And what's interesting about her is that, as she said, and commonly to most women, in this book, that they could never made it anywhere else but in the United States. So, for example, Nervis was an astrophysicist. She's queer, a woman working in a men world, had everything going against her if she would have stayed in Pakistan. But in America, she dedicated her life to perfect the LIGO, which is a laser interferometer gravitational wave observatory, which detects gravitational waves resulted from collisions of black holes. And that's really substantiating Einstein's theory that believe that they exist. She proved their existence with her LIGO. And that the entire thing gets her closer to resolve the Big Bang's mystery. Nobody has to introduce Isabel Allende. She's a New York Times bestseller author. And Chitra Divakaruni, also a writer. Her books made into movies. Actually, Isabel Allende introduced me to Olga Murray. Olga Murray is a Transylvanian-American Holocaust refugee. She became a lawyer at the time that very few women were able to get a job in a firm. And indeed, she did not get a job in a firm, but she worked with lawyers. She, at the age of 60, decided to take a trip to Nepal. She was in love. She fell in love with the children that were so poor, but always happy with a big smile on their face. And she dedicated her life to build a foundation to build schools and hospitals in Nepal. And she also freed 2,000 girls from servitude as exchange to piglets. That you have to read in my book to be impressed with this incredible story.
Let me remind our listeners, your book is Invincible Women, Conversations with 21 Inspiring and Successful American Immigrants by you, Dr. Bilha Chesner Fish. Dr. Fish, I've got about 3 minutes left. I want to hear your story.
Well, I was, I'm an Israeli American immigrant. I came to the United States after graduating from medical school in Italy, Bologna, the oldest medical school in the world, and then came to the United States. I had to struggle through my learning the language and getting through sleepless nights, as other doctors do while they do the residencies. I then opened my practice, Manhasset Diagnostic Imaging, multidisciplinary approach to radiology, and they are the most important thing for commonly with these women, giving back to the community, building a women's center that had programs to educate the women to be proactive about their health. I also had a program for adolescents relating subject to their life and group therapy for women afflicted with cancer. It just was very important to me to give back to the community that supported me, and my gratitude to the United States is endless to being able to achieve. And this is how my life mirrors the stories of the women in the book.
Yes, thank you for that. Continue our read. How do we find out more information?
So I have a website that is invinciblewomenbook.com. And I hope that this book is really is would be very important, I think, in Thanksgiving. Yes. I was inspired by the story, wonderful story of Molly's Pilgrim, which inspired my children to be tolerant to other kids who just arrived to the United States.
Nice. Thank you for that. I'm going to read it before Thanksgiving, that's for sure. All right. Good that you have presented these stories, including your own Invincible Women, Conversations with 21 Inspiring and Successful American Immigrants. Dr. Fish, thank you.